Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Museum of Riverside has a couple of exciting events coming up, including a free Victorian Christmas open house at Heritage House and their 100th anniversary gala. Here to tell us more is Chantel Downing, Institutional Advancement Coordinator, and Director Robin Peterson. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Start by telling us, what is the Museum of Riverside?
We are the city's museum. We have a mission that centers on the history and the culture and the natural history of Riverside and its environs, and has done so for over a century.
And what makes this moment special?
Well, because it is the celebration of our one century mark. And we are in a moment, too, where we're just about to begin a major construction project on our chief downtown site, which has been closed for too many years. And we'll be looking forward to construction beginning this winter, so people will begin to see the change that many have long waited for, and that will give us a new, bigger, better, more up-to-date facility that'll allow us to do even more diverse programming than we've done in our history.
Now, if you do have a physical location, I think most people would probably think about your location downtown across the street from the old library,
the Cheech, yes.
The Cheech. But I feel like during this construction project, you have some satellite locations. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we have two historic locations, one of them being the Harada House. That is a national landmark location. I believe it's one of two in the city.
Yeah, it's one of two national historic landmarks in Riverside.
Stay tuned for updates on the preservation and construction path for that national historic landmark. It's a powerful civil rights landmark in downtown Riverside, embodying the story of the Harada family at the local, state, national, and international level.
And the other historic site that we are stewards of and that has been open throughout the time that the downtown site's been closed is Heritage House, which is listed on the Historic Register, National Historic Register. It's a beautiful Victorian mansion on Magnolia Avenue. It's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons, and at other times when we have special programs.
We've really utilized the Heritage House being our only open site. We've done 100 programs this past year, almost 100. I think we're on 92. And more than half of them have taken place at Heritage House.
What have you been up to over the past year?
So speaking of which, that would be those 100 programs. Yeah. We've worked with many city partners. The library has been incredibly welcoming to us for many of our programs. We've worked with the Riverside Arts Council at their Arts Walk. And
Inlandia Institute, mm-hmm. the Riverside Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of our fellow cultural institutions partner with us for the programs that we ambitiously set out to do for this 100th anniversary year.
In addition to doing all of these events, we've got some big annual ones that we do regularly, like the Ice Cream Social. We've done Moon Festival, and then we have our annual Victorian Christmas open house coming up. But doing these 100 events, we've discovered the community is really really enjoyed quite a few of them, and we plan on bringing them back in 2025. One of them would be horsing around at Heritage House, where we partnered with Trinity Therapeutic, and they brought horses on site. They brought miniature horses on site, and that was an incredibly successful event. Mm-hmm. Another one that we plan to bring back would be Black Knight Bug Fest, where we had everybody descend on Heritage House and find bugs, and we had our natural history curator talk a little bit about the ecosystem of Heritage House.
Another successful one we had that we unfortunately can't repeat was an eclipse viewing party, since we're not going to have one of those scheduled next year.
What are the paths for your construction projects?
They vary. The downtown site is probably going to be under construction, as I mentioned, this winter. It'll take a couple of years, we've been told by our architects, and then there will be a period of time where we fit the new building out with its inaugural exhibitions. So we're aiming for a perhaps spring 2027 reopening. And then Harada House presents some engineering challenges, so we don't yet have a specific schedule or path forward on that, but we expect that when we do get under construction on it, it will probably be at least 3 years.
And what's next for the community?
So speaking about the construction of the main museum, something that the community can look forward to will be the exhibitions that will be inaugurating that new space. We are doing an immigration/migration. Robin might be able to help me with the title of it. Exhibition, and that will take up the larger gallery space. And we're also doing a smaller exhibition, which will focus on fast food culture and car culture in early
20th century Riverside area in Inland Empire. Yeah, the immigration exhibition is an interesting one. We decided that it would be appropriate to reopen the main museum with a look at the population of the area. And migration and immigration have really shaped the character of Riverside. It hasn't been very monolithic at all. It's been quite diverse. The reasons why people have come here over the 150 plus years that people have been coming to this area and adding to the already indigenous population. So we're also forming a community advisory team, and we would invite interested individuals who have some experience and knowledge of immigration and the immigration process to contact us about possibly being on that advisory team. And the same thing, too, with the food exhibition. We thought, well, here's something that really characterizes Riverside and the Inland Empire is just the growth of the fast food industry around the phenomenon of the freeway system and car culture and how that took shape in the middle decades of the 20th century. So we're going to be examining that from a historic perspective. Be a pretty nostalgic exhibition and fun, too, because some of these restaurants and fast food places still exist, whether they're parts of chains or whether they're individual restaurants. And then another exhibition that we have will take advantage of a unique characteristic of the new building, which is going to be a big two-story exhibit case. So we'll be able to cycle works from our own permanent collection through this display wall so that we can tell lots of little stories that'll be changing all the time that relate to the Riverside area.
And what other changes can we expect?
Well, again, after the main museum reopens, I think it will become more clear, as it sometimes isn't now, that we are a separate institution from other museums and other cultural institutions that operate in the city. And part of this will become clear because we'll have a sign out front that has our name, Museum of Riverside. Our name has changed several times over the years, and that has probably not helped with our identity. But one thing that I think our current name, so simple, the Museum of Riverside, indicates that it's really about the community. It's about everything having to do with the community. And our remit is very large, and consequently the programs and the exhibitions that we do and will do are also similarly broad, and that we welcome so much community input on these and have taken community input over the years, but we'll do so even more. And this, I think, is something that's important. There aren't that many city museums around the country that are as enthusiastically supported as the Museum of Riverside is, and we want to make sure that more and more people understand that it really is about themselves. This museum is really about themselves.
And tell us about the events that you have coming up.
So I know we had mentioned the Victorian Christmas Open House that's in the works. Our docents will be decking the halls of Heritage House. Our educators are preparing an assortment of activities for all ages. These include the Christmas crackers. If you've ever seen those, they're very fun, very Victorian. And then Father Christmas will be making an appearance. We usually have the trolley come down and the city decorates it with lights. So it's a really nice photo op. In addition to that open house, I think just 4 days afterwards, we will have our 100th anniversary gala. It will be 100 years to the day that the museum was founded. It will take place at the Riverside Municipal Auditorium downtown. The tickets are on sale on our website. You can either purchase tickets or donate to our campaign. All donations are generously being matched by our challenge donors, Dwight Tate and Kathy Wright.
I've been speaking with Chantel Downing, Institutional Advancement Coordinator for the Museum of Riverside, and Director Robin Peterson. Anything else you think we should know?
We just hope that people will take advantage of the diverse programs that we offer and keep in mind that even though the downtown site has been closed for so long, we are active in the community, looking forward to reopening, and we are the city's museum.
Yes, and we forgot to mention the exhibitions we have on view right now. We have Dear Riverside, A Letter to Our First Love, and that is on view through January 5th. Downtown, we are partnering with the Center for Social Justice and Civil Liberties, and this is a love letter back to Riverside.
Yes, this exhibition was formulated on the principle that every donation that was made to our collections was a kind of love letter from the donor to the community, because it was a gesture indicating that the donor trusted us to with the treasures that related to this area, and then we in turn share them back to the community. And this exhibition is a sampling of many different aspects of our collection. And again, playing on that idea of letter writing, we have an opportunity for people to write us a letter in the exhibition. And we have included letters from our collection that have been collected historically and are part of our archival collections.
How can people learn more about the Museum of Riverside?
The best way, and it will be better in the future, is our website. But right now, you know, attending our events is really the best way to learn about us. And attending multiple events, because our events are all very different.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for enriching our community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Pepper.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.